this is Golf Team's project, Pi's Word. Our brief was to create an educational app for the Raspberry Pi to educate students about password security. Pretty much every teenager these days has a Facebook account, they're on social networking, online shopping, so password security is really important, but it's not something that's typically taught in schools in any great detail.
So we thought we'd just quickly go through the motivation behind this project. Recently there have been a number of major companies admitting that they've been hacked and user data could have been compromised, including sites such as Facebook, who obviously store a lot of information about us. Also, if someone had got hold of user databases, user password database, and people had reused passwords, then that could have led to people getting access to Amazon accounts and actually spending money rather than just getting your data, as well as obviously issues with identity theft. So we thought we'd teach students about the importance of only putting your password into sites that are completely secure and also not reusing your password. We aimed this at 16 to 18 year olds, as we felt that they are a good age where they're at school, so they're still learning, but they're capable of understanding what we'd be telling them, and also it's easy to teach them when they're still at school.
So with 16 to 18 year olds, the best way to engage with them, stick up a Facebook login screen, see what they do. It wasn't a real Facebook login screen, it was a fake phishing app. If they entered actual information, we went on to show them what could happen if they do give away this password, the information they're exposing, and what we can do with that, from identity theft to shopping on Amazon if they're reusing their passwords. We then went on to a series of tutorials explaining how to increase the strength of your passwords, how hackers may attempt to gain your passwords, so brute force attacks, dictionary attacks, a little bit about how passwords are actually stored, so hashing algorithms, salting, the effects this has on the different attacks and why social profiling attacks are used now. And we completed our program with a little challenges section. So we started off getting them to enter a password, go through a quick quiz, and finally some actual social profiling challenges. So we gave them some mock-up Facebook profiles, pictures of desks with some post-its around, a typical scenario, so they know where hackers may attempt to get this information, so what not to base passwords on. In terms of technicality, our password strength meter, we did it had a scoring system based on Shannon entropy. So we had some pattern matching based on spatial locality on keyboards. We had pattern matching in terms of common number sequences, so dates, dictionary words. We implemented a dictionary attack for use in the social profiling challenges.
So I thought we'd just go through briefly about testing. Obviously, we just did unit testing on our own code as well, but we also did a bit of user acceptance testing. So this took the form of asking a work experience student to come and take a look at the project, and he spent 40 minutes going through it, trying out all the features, and gave us some feedback on that. And he said that he thought it was a good informative tool, it would be good at schools, and that it was easy to use, and that he enjoyed the tutorial structure. We also asked some friends to just take a look at it, to have a look at the appearance and usability, and whether they thought it would be a valuable tool. And they all said that they thought that it would be useful at schools, again, at that age group, and also that it's easy to use graphical user interface, it's quite simple. Thank you for listening.